Welcome to the Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now by Bangor City manager Andy Legg. Andy, 4-0 win today, but prior to kick-off, fair few on the casualty list there.
Yeah, Braden Shaw, gritty hamstring tear, which is not pleasing when you hear that, because he's come into the team and done very well for us. Obviously lost to Damon Allen, and obviously Ashley Young as well was another casualty that we lost today. So it was a bit of a bad body blow this morning, but the players have come in, have done an absolutely fantastic job, and the mentality of the players is you know, they're getting the togetherness, and that's what I like about it, and you could see out there how they stuck together.
Yeah, absolutely. Great performance there. Speed with which we moved the ball around and getting the ball up front early as well pay dividends.
Yeah, you know, you've got to play football in the right areas. You know, you can play football at the back when you've got time, but you can't play football when you've got when the game is so condensed, and we've got to open the game up first before we can play. And I thought the boys did that very well today. But I'm more pleased with their attitude and commitment more than anything, because I've got some good players here. So they got a football brain, but the commitment, the energy, especially after playing a long time with 10 men on Wednesday, was really pleasing for me tonight.
Yeah, you decided to give Alex Boss a start today, another one of the under 19 graduates. Must be pleased with how the young lads are actually becoming a part of that first team squad.
Absolutely. I put the two on Wednesday night. Both went on and did a great job for me, Pritchard and Owen. I decided I was only going to give Boss 45 today, and we were going to make the change. Didn't matter if he'd had a stinker or a good game, he was coming off. But he did really well, the young lad. He's just learning the game, but he's got potential, and he's got a chance in the game. And then I bring Kavanagh on at half time, and he goes up and does a really good job as well for me. So it's pleasing that the kids are in and around the first team, and they train with us, they'll play with us, and they'll get their chance.
Also, four goals today and a clean sheet. You've got to be pleased with the performance up front as well, how we're putting our chances away.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Reedy's up there on his own. Obviously, Rodrigo came in, has just got off an aeroplane, so he can't really, to be fair, it's unfair to judge a lad on. He's just got off the aeroplane, he'll have jelly legs with the travelling he's just done. So he's given me a good hour, though. And I thought he looks a decent player. So we look forward to getting him fit and getting used to the players. But as you say, Reedy's put in another shift again today.
Yeah, another new boy as well, giving his bow today, Pavel Vieira. Obviously, lots of new faces in the squad, but they seem to be gelling together quite quickly.
Well, as I said, they got football brains, and he's gone on. Took him about 4 or 5 minutes to get used to where we wanted him to play, and as soon as we got that across to him, I thought he did really well. Picked up some second balls, passed it simple, moved it, showed good feet, good energy. He looks like he's an athlete to me. So he's going to be another good addition to my squad.
Yeah, League Cup fixture midweek at Prestatyn Town. Then next Sunday, TNS at Park Hall. Obviously, we're keeping the pressure up with those three straight wins now. So you must be pleased with how we're actually progressing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've progressed probably quicker than what I expected. You know, TNS are the benchmark, let's be honest. They're there to be caught, and dare I say, I don't think it'll be this year for us. And that's not being a negative person. I think it's being realistic. They're the benchmark we need to reach, and possibly next year that's where we want to be, challenging them. They are the standout side, and it's going to be a very difficult game, but we'll go there and we'll try our best, and that's all you can ask.
So, midweek visit to Prestatyn. Team selection, are you going to rest a few players?
I think I'm going to have to rest a few players. We're very light on the ground, we're very thin at the moment. We'll say with 8 injuries, we've picked up one or two knocks again today that the physio may have to see early next week. So I think we've got to be really careful on what we do. We've had a good start, we don't really want to throw it away by losing a few players. So it could possibly be a skeleton squad.
Right, okay, we look forward to seeing you then. Thanks.
Cheers.
Andy.